BBC Radio 4. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Sunday the 3rd of November. The general synopsis at 1800, high Germany 1034, expected northern Dutch coast 1030 by 1800 Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at 0, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South at 0, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in far east. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming south later in Cromarty, 4th and Tyne. Occasional drizzle, but mainly fair in 4th, moderate or good. Fisher, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in far northeast, decreasing 3 later in southwest. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. German Bight, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, but becoming variable 2 in southwest. Occasional drizzle in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Humber, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, east or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, east or southeast 3 to 5, drizzle at times, fog patches at first in Biscay. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in Biscay. Trafalgar, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in far southeast, drizzle at times, then thundery rain later in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later in west. South Fitzroy, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, southeast 4 or 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, southwest, backing south 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in Malin and 6 elsewhere, drizzle at times, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or southwest 5 to 7, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, rain or drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later. Now, the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest 3, recent drizzle 22 miles, 1028, now falling. Stornoway, southwest 4, 32 miles, 1025, now rising. Lerwick, west-southwest 6, heavy drizzle 1500 metres, 1020, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 2, 19 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north 1, 5 miles, 1027, now falling. Lucas, west southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1028, now rising. Boomer, southwest 3, 1029. Falling slowly. Bridlington, south 2, 1030, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1030. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east by south 5, 1028, now rising. Jersey, east by south 3, 8 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, East by South 4, 1027. Scilly Automatic, East by North 3, 8 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Milford Haven, East by South 2, recent drizzle 4 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Aberporth, East 2, 16 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Valley, East Northeast 2, 16 miles, 1030, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, East by South 1, 4 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Valentia, Southeast by East 2, 22 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, South by East 2, recent rain 11 miles, 1030, now falling. Malinhead, South Southeast 3, 22 miles, 1028, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, Southwest 2, 16 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Well, here now is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 2nd of November. The general situation, high pressure over northwestern Europe and the North Sea will maintain mainly settled but often cloudy conditions across the British inshore waters during the next couple of days, although the cloud will be thick enough at times to give a little drizzle in places. The wind will be mostly light or moderate in strength, although locally fresh in western and northern areas, and strong at first near the Northern Isles. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, then backing southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Drizzle at times in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, drizzle at times later, good, occasionally moderate, later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south backing southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times in north, mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in west, mainly fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 4, occasionally 5 at first and 3 later, drizzle at times then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Drizzle at times, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate, until later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mother Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, south or southeast 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast 3 or 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. south or southwest, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 3 or 4 later, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath, southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in far north, backing southerly, 3 or 4 later, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, west or southwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now, I sometimes get asked, why the gaps between the different forecasts? Well, it's thirsty work reading for 11 minutes, and I've got a bit of a cough as well. Could do with a drink now. But we've come to the end of Radio 4's day, so a choice of listening now. Stay here for the BBC World Service. The inquiry follows the news at 1 o'clock. Over on Radio 4 Extra, you can hear Desert Island Discs Revisited with the writer Bernardine Evaristo. But for now, from me, Jim Lee, and John Hammond in the newsroom, have a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry from the BBC World Service with me, Tanya Beckett. This year, wildfires in Canada have caused devastation to the country's treasured town of Jasper.
It started on Monday, it reached town on the Wednesday evening, and it moved very quickly, very high intensity.
Such incidences appear to be on the increase. The causes are many.
Well, I think there's no question that climate change is impacting wildfires. It makes them worse. I think it would be a stretch to say that the increase in the size and frequency of our large fires is entirely due to climate change.
And tackling them is getting more complicated.
So the fire creates its own weather, and it's violent, very violent. So it's difficult to get close to these fires.
This week on The Inquiry, we're asking, how can Canada fight its wildfires?
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have been crisscrossing the southeastern US to hold their final campaign rallies in some of the swing states, whose voters could decide which of them becomes president after next Tuesday's election. At one stage, both were in North Carolina at the same time. Here's our North America correspondent, Peter Bowes.
With their planes parked side by side on the tarmac at Charlotte Airport in North Carolina, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both made several appearances in the state, which is one of the most competitive. Speaking to her supporters, Ms. Harris said her opponent would abuse his power if he returned to the White House, while Donald Trump repeated his promise to deport millions of immigrants if elected. Both candidates have multiple visits planned to the battleground states over the next 2 days, while millions of Americans continue to cast their ballots around the country.
A polio vaccination clinic has been struck in northern Gaza. On the same day, a vaccination drive was restarted there. 6 people were injured, 4 of them children. Israel denies being behind the strike. The UN Children's Charity has asked for an urgent Israeli investigation into a separate drone attack on a vehicle carrying a UNICEF staff member involved in the vaccination campaign. Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati has called for an investigation into the kidnapping of a Lebanese citizen by Israeli Navy commandos in the northern coastal city of Batroun. Imad Amhaz was taken from his home by more than 20 men in uniform on Friday. Here's Mike Thompson.
Details of exactly what has happened to whom remain sketchy, but what is known is that a team of more than 20 uniformed men were captured on CCTV, forcibly